This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. Education and earning potential both suffer when teens have babies. And one North Texas nonprofit is challenging students to think about how their life would change with a child to care for. It's a film competition that's helping students see pregnancy through a different lens. Picking music to score a short film can be tricky. Editors need to strike the right tone without distracting from the message, which in this case is teen pregnancy, from a student's perspective.
We're not going to use that.
Evelyn Morales is a senior at Lincoln High School in Dallas. She and her two teammates are working on a film that compares how unwed mothers were viewed more than a century ago with how teen moms are seen today.
No, you're the only person I've been with.
Morales worries that too many high schoolers jump into sexual relationships and then want out when it's already too late.
All of a sudden, they want to be teens again. So we want to show that being grown is not the greatest thing ever, that we should actually wait until we're married, because if not, then we're just making ourselves mature faster when we're not even ready.
Morales isn't a mother herself, but watched her cousin drop out of college after an unplanned pregnancy. Many of her classmates have children too.
It was kind of tough for them. I know they love their babies, but some of them, they said that they should have waited.
In another classroom, Melody Howard works with three other students on a film that gets inside the head of a teen mom before, during, and after her pregnancy.
And you just see life differently. Because not only do you have to live for yourself, you have to live for a child now.
And teen moms have to provide for their children, something that's not always easy.
As you're young, you really don't have a stable job, or you're not into your career like how you want to be. So you're not going to have the money.
Howard's right. Caring for a baby as a teenager isn't a smooth road. About half of teen moms get a high school diploma. Only one or two out of 100 teen moms will graduate college by age 30. Most need public assistance to make ends meet.
Your likelihood of economic success is slim, and then you've got to worry about paying for childcare and diapers and food.
Terry Greenberg is the CEO of Interrupt, spelled with an N, which stands for
the North Texas Alliance to Reduce Unintended Pregnancy in Teens.
Focused on educating parents and teens about prevention, Interrupt is also behind the short film contest.
We just wanted people in the community to understand what kids are going through, their pressures and their influences and those things.
Greenberg also hopes the contest will get teens talking and thinking about pregnancy before they face it themselves.
In some neighborhoods, kids don't have to think. It's just assumed that they are not going to have a baby before they finish college. But in other neighborhoods, it's so normalized, and we want to get them thinking, like, think about your future. Put these decisions in the context of your whole life.
Something that's especially important at Lincoln High School, where the teen birth rate in the surrounding zip code is about 5 times the national average. Student Melody Howard, for one, doesn't see pregnancy in her immediate or even long-term future.
10 years from now, I see my life still in the Air Force, traveling the world, and just having fun.
Not marrying no kids.
She'll save that for a day much further down the road. Courtney Collins, KERA News.